A few months ago, Mr. Mayor sent me a text message saying, "Can you call me, please? We need to discuss something." This was a little scary. For you students out there, this would be equivalent to being called to the principal's office, I assume. But I said, well, you know, it's been a good run. 13 years, won some championships, but this call had to come someday. And so I call him up and he says, what are your plans on May 18th? I said, "Mr. Mayor, I think whatever you say in the next few minutes is going to dictate my schedule for the next few months." But he told me about the Boys Hope Girls Hope gala that I'd be receiving the Ann and Wellington Mayor Award. And I said yes and was thrilled and honored to be mentioned in the same breath as Ann and Wellington Mara is an honor in itself. And two people who have had the great fortune to know a little bit and to be around and to know what they've meant to the community, to New York, to your hometowns, and what they've done and from their charitable aspects. It's been wonderful to see that, and I think I would not be recognized for my charity work if it weren't for the mayor families, for the Giants organization, for promoting us and encouraging us to go out to be a part of your community, to get involved in different services and different charities, to lend your name, to lend your support, and they've given us the opportunity, they've given us the platform and encouraged so many of us to get involved. And that's where it started. Because of that, in my first years, going to different charity events or attending different galas, you start meeting people, you start hearing about the great works that people are doing. And you get come to events like this and you hear the stories. You get to sit with several of the students who are at the Boys Hope, Girls Hope schools and the boarding school. And you start to want to get more involved. You want to say, how can I help? How can I get involved? How can I make a difference? And I think it goes back to, growing up, my father, before leaving for school every day, he would always say, be nice to someone today. And after a few weeks of doing that, of saying that, he asked me, was I nice to anybody today? And I said, of course. I was nice to James and Merrick and Billy, all my best friends. He said, no, I think you're missing the point here, Eli. He said, I want you to go out of your way to, and try to make someone's day better. Maybe you see a kid sitting at the cafeteria by himself, or someone drops their books, or you see someone not having a good day. See if you can lift their spirit. See if you can say something nice. He said, it's a lot easier to be nice to someone than it is to be rude or mean. And I've kind of taken that to heart. And it is very simple. And I think that's what really we're doing here today and why I've got involved in the different community services, that I want to try to be nice to people. I want to try to be helpful to people. I want to try to help people have a better day. So really, really, you are the ones that need to be applauded for your for this great event, for the work you're doing here. You can obviously see the impact on just the few kids that I've met tonight. All of them have been so impressive, and this is wonderful to see. Thank you so much for this award, and have a great evening.